With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. The Cayman Islands U17 boys are still searching for their first win at the 2026 CONCACAF World Cup qualifiers in Costa Rica. So far, the young national squad has played three matches, falling 3-0 to Haiti, 12-0 to Jamaica, and 3-1 to Aruba. 34 CONCACAF nations competed across six host countries, all chasing one of eight qualifying spots for the 2026 FIFA U17 World Cup in Qatar. Cayman Boxing is preparing for a major test on the international stage as two young fighters gear up for the Junior Olympic qualifiers in Bangkok this March.
I'll be taking Damar Robinson, Matthew Thompson. We'll be leaving on the 3rd of March, return on the 16th. Our destination would be Bangkok, Thailand. The competition is to qualify for the Junior Olympics. This is an under-19 competition. The guys are training very hard.
Coach Fillmore Barrett says the trip will give Cayman's athletes the chance to prove themselves against the best in the region, with preparation already in full swing. Cayman Cricket is launching a new junior league, and it's getting a boost from West Indies legend Michael Holding. Youth Committee Chair Andrew Ledger shares how the Little Legends League will take shape.
We're super excited about the new junior cricket league, which we're calling the Little Legends League. It's for boys and girls aged 10 to 15, and we're looking to start and launch the league sometime in March. We're hoping to get it off the ground. So we're asking all interested children, boys and girls in Cayman, to come along to Smith Road this Saturday from 9:30 till 11:30. We're going to be having a really fun day with registration happening for parents to sort of fill out the details for their children and get involved. And then we'll have lots of fun games. We're going to be doing some skill assessments to see what sort of level all the children are at. And then the aim is to use this information to then draft up a league and have sort of fair teams. So it's a nice even competition. We're going to have a dunk tank. There's going to be jumping castles. And something that's super exciting is we've arranged for Michael Holding, the West Indian cricketing legend, to come down and hopefully do a little motivational talk with the kids and pose for photos and do some autographs.
Well, that leads to my next question, because having Mr. Holding involved is a major draw. So what impact do you guys hope his presence will have on the young players that are, of course, just getting involved into the sport?
Yeah, well, we obviously love cricket and we want cricket to really thrive in Cayman. So having someone of Michael's stature to sort of turn up and inspire the children is just, it's an amazing opportunity. So we're hugely grateful to Michael for coming down and giving us his time.
Is there anything else?
I would like to say that it's never happened. This league that we're attempting to get off the ground is hugely exciting. It's something that's never happened in Cayman before, and it's a critical part in our sort of youth development plan in creating the grassroots level and hopefully getting the children of Cayman to fall in love with cricket and provide a real pathway into the senior competition.
Once again, boys and girls ages 10 to 15 can come out on Saturday, February 14th from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. to register, play games and show off their cricket skills. The event is free and parents can get details from Cayman Cricket's Andrew Ledger or by scanning the online sign-up QR code. In other local sports, the Sports Association for the Sister Islands is offering free swimming lessons for all. CIGTV's Lavita Thompson has the details.
The Sports Association of the Sister Islands, or SASI, is making waves with free swimming lessons for all ages and abilities. From parent and child classes for toddlers to adult learning sessions, SASI is building water confidence across the community. Coach Claire Hampton explains how the program works.
We want everyone to swim. We have parent and child lessons. We have learn to swim for three-year-olds up to 18. We have development classes for those that are quite good at swimming but have little things that they want us to work on. And then we've got swimming for the adults. So there are posters out all over the island and on all the community groups telling you exactly when and where all the lessons are. We've got this pool here, which is for our people that can already swim. And we've also got the pool down at the high school, which is much more shallow and where we tend to do all the lessons.
Classes run after school in 30-minute sessions grouped by ability. The most advanced swimmers also get access to the deeper bluff pool twice weekly. Adults can learn twice a week or join supervised free swim sessions with optional coaching support. For more information on these swimming programs, contact the Sports Association of the Sister Islands by calling 925-5904.
In similar news, the Department of Sports is gearing up for its midterm camp running February 16th through the 20th. Young athletes ages 8 to 16 can sign up for football or netball sessions, all happening from 8 a.m. to noon each day. Netball will be hosted at the Truman Barton Sports Complex, while football takes place at the Annex Playfield. The camp is completely free and refreshments will be provided. Participants are asked to come in proper sports attire, wear closed-toe athletic shoes, and bring a water bottle. For more information or to register, contact the Department of Sports at 949-7082 or email sports@gov.ky. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.